This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm Joe Ramsey. Top American diplomats clarified on Sunday the United States does not have a policy of regime change in Russia, as supporters and critics of U.S. President Joe Biden played down his declaration that Russian President Vladimir Putin cannot remain in power. Biden's comments in Poland on Saturday also included a statement calling Putin a butcher and appeared to be a sharp escalation of the U.S. approach to Moscow over its invasion of Ukraine. Julianne Smith, the U.S. ambassador to NATO, sought to contextualize Biden's remarks, saying they followed a day of speaking with Ukrainian refugees in Warsaw. Russia's month-old invasion has driven a quarter of Ukraine's population of 44 million from their homes.
In the moment, I think that was a principled human reaction to the stories that he had heard that day.
Smith on CNN's State of the Union program on Sunday.
The U.S. does not have a policy of regime change in Russia. Full stop.
France's foreign minister has said the besieged Ukrainian city of Mariupol is close to becoming like the destroyed city of Aleppo in Syria, while U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told a news conference in Jerusalem that Biden was making the point that Putin couldn't be empowered to wage war, but Blinken said any decision on Russia's future leadership would be, quote, up to the Russian people. Republicans in the United States flatly said Biden's remarks amounted to an unfortunate blunder. The top secretary on the Foreign Relations Committee, Senator James Risch, said on State of the Union as well that he had wished Biden stayed on script. Find more at VOA News.